Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, love that Static Shock Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already know that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. But today, friends, we are not alone.
Yes, we have a very special guest. Dial H for Hero writer, Harley Quinn writer, and DC Daily host Sam Humphries has joined us again. Sam, thank you for joining us.
What's up, y'all? Oh my God, thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody listening, for supporting my friends on Patreon. I personally appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate that as well. It's like we just recorded this episode right after the main episode, but don't worry about the technical details, everybody. Sam, we had some kick-ass lists.
King. Yeah, we did. That was a lot of fun.
We had some really good lists. So I'm going to throw you right into the deep waters here.
Let's do this. I'm ready.
Is there a DC character, DC team, DC even book that you really think deserves an animated series that hasn't gotten it yet?
Boy. We talked a lot about Justice League International on the main episode, right?
Yes, we did.
Yes. That is one of my favorites, but I think that would be better served live action.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, just because, you know, back then everyone's like, oh, it's a sitcom. And there's like a lot that's not true about that. But I do think that some of that humor would be played, stronger as played by actors IRL. But I got to go to another beloved Keith Giffen book from that same era for this question. I'm going to go to the main man himself, a Lobo.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I'm gonna go with Lobo, not just because I love him, which I do, but I think the Harley Quinn animated series currently on DC Universe could be a very instructive model for how to handle Lobo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a character that is best to not take too seriously. You want it to be funny and crazy and over the top. He's also a very violent character, and I don't think you can tone that down and still have Lobo. But you can get away with a lot more in animation, right? Like Harley Quinn bites off the Penguin's nose, and it's just funny because it's a cartoon. And I think you need a lot of that leeway for Lobo. And then my third point is that Lobo is a bounty hunter in space, and you can portray that in live action, but it gets real expensive over time. So I think just to go as crazy as you want to go with Lobo, animation is the way to go.
I think that's a great choice. I also want to point out to our listeners that the best Lobo ever was in Superman the Animated Series, voiced by Brad Garrett.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do want to say, and I forget the actor's name, but they did Lobo on Krypton Season 2.
Yeah.
And I was very nervous, very wary, but I like that Lobo a lot.
Inexplicably really Irish fun. Lobo?
That's fine.
Yeah.
The actor does a good job, and they filmed in the UK, but it was just, I never heard him as anything other than a loud American, so I always call him inexplicably Irish Lobo. I mean, Danny Trejo is got to be the Lobo pick, right?
For live action? Yeah. I think so.
There's also an actor on Animal Kingdom. I don't know if you guys watch that show.
No, I have not seen it.
Great show. I really love it. But there's one of the brothers, I think, would make a fantastic Lobo.
Ashley, are there any characters that stand out to you, that DC characters that deserve their own animated series?
Well, I want to say, if there are characters that any of us say that you are interested in and you haven't checked out the show Justice League Action, that show is criminally underrated and also highlights many of these kind of more obscure characters. There's a great Constantine episode. There's a Space Gabby episode. The run that I think should be adapted into either a series or a movie is actually on the wall right behind you, and that is our buddy Heath Corson's Bizarro series.
Okay, yeah.
As drawn by Gustavo Duarte, because Gustavo has a really, really unique and iconic aesthetic and drawing style, and it teams up Bizarro and Jimmy together. And Bizarro is a character that I think was translated really well into Superman the Animated Series, and I think what they were going for with the humor would be a really great all-ages series, but It's so hard not to just want to say Blue and Gold, because I love Booster and Beetle, and I just want more of them. And God damn it, Greg Berlanti, you promised us a live action movie. Where is it? You're just stuck inside now.
It's not like
it happen.
It's not like he doesn't have 15 other TV shows.
No, I'm holding him personally responsible for this. But those are sort of my knee jerk reactions. And usually I'm the one here screaming for female characters, but like DC Superhero Girls is crushing that game right now too. Another great series. Yeah. Jason, who stands out for you?
I mean, Blue Gold is definitely a great choice. I actually think a Booster Gold animated series about him time traveling, kind of in the style of the Dan Jurgens, Jeff Johns series, would really work.
You want Jaime in that as well?
Sure, why not? You know, Jaime could be a supporting character. There's a bunch of people that I think would really work in animated series form that we haven't seen. I actually think a Flash animated series would be really great, because it might be the first time that we'd ever get the true Rogues onto the screen. I think an animated series of Fables would be amazing, especially if you did it in the Mark Buckingham art. But one person really stands out for me, and it's also a DC character that I don't think gets enough love in any form outside of the comic books. I think a Zatanna animated series would be fantastic.
I love
it.
Especially if you made it like kind of supernatural style. Just lean into it and lean into the magical elements of it. And I think, you know, it might be the justice that Zatanna deserves. Like, it might actually get people to respect the character as much as I do, finally, because she deserves to be on the same pedestal that Constantine currently is enjoying.
I definitely agree with that. And I think the Justice League Dark animated movie.
Uh-huh. The new one that's coming out, the Apocalypse War?
No, the one that has already come out.
Oh, okay.
From a couple years ago. I think that movie is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows that you can do more with the magic side of the DC universe than we're currently doing. And right now, the macrocosm of superheroes feels like we're very much embracing our cosmic-y.
Yeah.
Even in terms of independent adaptations, like, we know we have two Invincible adaptations that are coming, and that's kind of in the same vein. And I love dark, witchy stuff. So anything that's going to go back in that direction, I am a 10,100,000,000% here for.
Well, I would even say that you could do kind of a little bit like what they did in the most recent DC Kids book with Zatanna.
Zatanna and the House of Secrets?
Yeah, you could just call a series House of Secrets and make it star Zatanna, and then have all the other Sandman/DC mystical characters just be supporting characters.
Ooh, you have like Death show up because she's like a cute girl with dark hair.
Yeah, or Lucifer could.
Yeah,
and just a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go like Phantom Stranger. You could go even Blue Devil. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. You could do a lot of interesting characters could be introduced that way.
I will say, I am fully waiting for the Sam Humphries penned episode of Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that would be.
I'm speaking that out into the universe. I'm gonna manifest
Thank
that
you
for
very
you.
Much. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Are there anybody else that you are kind of surprised that we haven't seen a cartoon? Because again, the one weakness of the DC animated, whether they are movies or animated series, is that we tend to stick around a Superman, Batman, Justice League kind of world.
Right. And you want to go with your safe choices for this is boring, but for branding, right, and for executives and stuff like that.
Well, I will say this to our patrons, because they are a smaller group and they are a nicer group, and I won't mention who said this to me, but I once had a person inside the building of Warner Brothers Animation tell me that the only DC animated films that sell are Justice League, Superman, and Batman's, mm-hmm. and that's the only reason why they make them. Because I even asked them, I asked them about some of, not the characters we mentioned here, but I was like, yeah, what about this and what about this? Because you would think that the DC animated shows or the universes would be the ones where you could take some chances, like Challengers of the Unknown, or
who, by the way, appeared in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
They did. I mean, you could pick some of these concepts that people don't intimately know as DC Comics characters and basically do whatever you want with them.
I mean, I'm shocked that there's just not an ongoing Super Pets series. To me, from an all ages point of view, that writes itself. And then you sell cute, like, they had those adorable Crypto and Streaky plushies forever and ever.
By the way, also, one of these I'm going to throw out there is, I can't.
I love Dexter.
I can't believe that there's not an Adult Swim Flex Mentallo.
Oh, especially after his episode on Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good.
With the tone of Harley Quinn, DC Universe definitely proves. Like, mm-hmm. that would be, like, just go hardcore into it and make
Patrick
it funny.
Patrick Warburton for the voice.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. 100%.
You know, if we're just going fantasy football here and, like, screw concerns of the marketplace and everything, I would love to see, I got two in mind, and for both the same reason. One is Commandy by Jack Kirby. Oh, my God,
that would be amazing.
And one would be Warlord, principally by Mike Grell. And both of those, because they are Stranger in a Strangeland stories, where they don't take place in our world. So it's like, if you're going to do them, like, do them in animation, right? Like Green Lantern, the animated series, that's not the adventures of Hal Jordan on Earth most of the time. That's, like, aliens and red lanterns and planets and stuff, because you can, like, really, you can nail that stuff in animation. So the worlds of Commandy, which is, like, post-apocalyptic world, and the world of Warlord, which is, like, fantasy verse, you know, like, to see those brought to life in animation would be fantastic.
I'm going
to
throw this out there because I love Warlord. I love Commandy as well. I would love to see Commandy actually in the Bruce Timm style, just because he's so Kirby-esque. And weirdly, I want Warlord in sort of an anime style.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like, kind of in like a He-Man kind of slash anime style.
Yeah, or like you'd want it updated, of course, but like maybe some of that like 70s fantasy art that influenced the Hobbit animated movie.
Oh, yes.
Like that style.
Bankin' and Rass, yeah.
Yes, like the airbrush it on the side of a van style of fantasy art.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is really good. Yeah, like again, like there it's a wide universe, and again I'm very curious to like see like where the animated movies go in the future, and I'm curious to see where the animated series go in the future. But I think we can definitely say this, and I think we might all three be able to agree with this without, you know, shutting off any possibilities of future
coming to blows.
Well, yeah. I think would we all agree that the DC animated, whether that is movies or television shows, are definitely better than Marvel?
Oh, I think that...
And there are some great Marvel stuff out there. I will just say that.
I think if we're looking at just... First of all, they have a way bigger catalog to choose from.
Oh,
so, of course, there's going to be ones that are better and worse. But I think that's sort of universally accepted. And I think any of us would be blessed and happy to work for a Marvel cartoon.
I mean, Avengers Assemble, the most recent Avengers Marvel cartoon, is great. It's really good. And, yeah, I would love to write for them. But, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, I feel like... You know, we're talking about DC is not adapting as many things as we would like them to see, you know, but it's interesting when you compare them to Marvel, you're just like, oh, wow, like Marvel just staying in Spider-Man and Avengers land. Like, we're not doing anything else besides those two things.
Well, the things that you always hear, the comparisons that I always hear is that, you know, like Marvel's crushing the live action game and DC's crushing the animated game with obviously exceptions on both sides.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right. I love and Sam is.
That's why Sam's employed.
That's why Sam's employed. That's true.
I am staying quiet over here.
It's all good.
I'm the United Nations over here.
We won't force you either way to say either way. It's all good, Sam. Sam, thank you so much for joining us on our Patreon.
Thank you for having me. This is a blast.
Please remind our patrons where they can find you and where they can pick up some of your excellent comic books.
Yes, at Sam Humphreys on Twitter and Instagram, and then on DC Daily, which is on DC Universe, and I am currently writing Harley Quinn and just wrapped a run on Dial H for Hero.
Yes, go check them all out. They're excellent comic books, and Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Everyone out there listening, thank you for supporting the Patreon. You are awesome. And the only reason why we do these extra episodes is because of your support. So thank you. Thank you very much. Lots of internet love to you. I am Jason. I'm going to be talking about Zatanna until the cows come home. Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And goodbye, super friends.
Bye.